वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय स वै महाभागवता परीक्षे स वै महाभागवता परीक्षे येनापवर्गाख्यमदप्रबुद्धि येनापवर्गाख्यम अदब्रबुद्धि ज्ञानेन वैयासकिशब्दितेन ज्ञानेन वैयासकिशब्दितेन भेजेकगेन्द्राध्वजपादमूलम् भेजेकगेन्द्राध्वजपादमूलम् स वै महाभागवता परीक्षे येनापवर्गाख्यमदब्रबुद्धि ज्ञानेन वैयासकिशब्दितेन भेजेकगेन्द्राध्वजपादमूलम् स वै महाभागवता परीक्षे येनापवर्गाख्यमदब्रबुद्धि ज्ञानेन वैयासकिशब्दितेन भेजेकगेन्द्राध्वजपादमूलम् ब्रबुद्धि ज्ञानेन वैयासकिशब्दितेन भेजेकगेन्द्राद्विजपादमूलम् स वै महाभागवता परीक्षे येनापवर्गावदब्रबुद्धि ज्ञानेन वैयासकिशब्दितेन विवेकवीन्द्राद्विजपादमूलम् स वै महाभागवता परीक्षे येनापवर्गाकमदब्रबुद्धि ज्ञानेन वैयासकिशब्दितेन येजेकगेन्द्राद्विजपादमूलम् स वै महाभागवता परीक्षे ప్రవర్గార ప్రబుద్ధి జ్ఞానేన వైయా సతి శబ్దితేన మత్తజిస్ సహ హీ వై సర్టెన్లీ మహాభాగవత ఫస్ట్ క్లాస్ డివోటీ పరీక్షిత్ ద కింగ్ యేన బై విచ్ అపవర్గ ఆఖ్యం బై ద నేమ్ ఆఫ్ లిబరేషన్ అదబ్ర ఫిక్స్డ్ బుద్ధి ఇంటెలిజెన్స్ జ్ఞానేన బై నాలెడ్జ్ వైయాసకి ద సన్ ఆఫ్ వ్యాస శబ్దితేన వైబ్రేటెడ్ బై బేజే టేకెన్ టు ఖగ ఇంద్ర గరుడ ద కింగ్ ఆఫ్ బర్డ్స్ ధ్వజ ఫ్లాగ్ పాదమూలం సోల్స్ ఆఫ్ ద ఫీట్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్పోర్ట్ బై హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ సభై చరణ అరవింద భక్తి వేదాంత గోస్వామి శ్రీ ఓ సూత గోస్వామి ప్లీజ్ డిస్క్రైబ్ దోస్ టాపిక్స్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్ బై విచ్ మహారాజ్ పరీక్షిత్ హూస్ ఇంటెలిజెన్స్ వాస్ ఫిక్స్డ్ ఆన్ లిబరేషన్ అటైన్ ద లోటస్ ఫీట్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్ హూ ఇస్ ద షెల్టర్ ఆఫ్ గరుడ ద కింగ్ ఆఫ్ బర్డ్స్ Those topics were vibrated by the son of Vyasa, Srila Shukadeva. Purport. There is some controversy among the students on the path of liberation. Such transcendental students are known as impersonalists and devotees of the Lord. The devotee of the Lord worships the transcendental form of the Lord, whereas the impersonalist meditates upon the glaring effulgence or the bodily rays of the Lord. Known as the Brahma Jyoti. Here in this verse it is said that Maharaj Parikshit attained the lotus feet of the Lord by instructions in knowledge delivered by the son of Vyasadeva. Srila Shukadeva Goswami was also an impersonalist in the beginning, as he himself has admitted in the Bhagavatam 2.19. But later on, he was attracted by the transcendental pastimes of the Lord and thus he became a devotee. Such devotees with perfect knowledge are called Mahabhagavatas or first class devotees. There are three classes of devotees, namely the Prakrita, Madhyama and Mahabhagavata. The Prakrita or third class devotees are temple worshippers. Without specific knowledge of the Lord and the Lord's devotees. The Madhyama or the second class devotee knows well the Lord, the Lord's devotees, the neophytes and the non-devotees also. But the Mahabhagavata or the first class devotee sees everything in relationship with the Lord and the Lord present in everyone's relation. The Mahabhagavata therefore does not make any distinction. Particularly between a devotee and non-devotee. Maharaj Parikshit was such a Mahabhagavata devotee because he was initiated by a Mahabhagavata devotee, Shukadeva Goswami. He was equally kind even to the personality of Kali and what to speak of others. So there are many instances in the transcendental histories of the world of an impersonalist who has later become a devotee. But the devotee has never become an impersonalist. This very fact proves that on the transcendental steps, the step occupied by a devotee is higher than the step occupied by an impersonalist. It is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita 12.5 that the person stuck on the impersonal step undergo more sufferings than achievement of reality. Therefore, knowledge imparted by Shukadeva Goswami unto Maharaj Parikshit helped him attain the service of the Lord. And this stage of perfection is called Apavarga or the perfect stage of liberation. Simple knowledge of liberation is material knowledge. Actual freedom from material bondage is called liberation. But attainment of transcendental service of the Lord is called the perfect stage of liberation. Such a stage is attained by knowledge and renunciation, as we have already explained in the Bhagavatam 1-12. And perfect knowledge, as delivered by Srila Sukadeva Goswami, results in the attainment of the transcendental service of the Lord. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuro Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadatisva Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prashabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Savai Maha Bhagavata Parikshit Yena Pavarga Kemadabra Buddhi Jnanena Vaiyasakishabditena Bheje Kagendra Dvijapada Moolam. O Sudha Goswami, please describe those topics of the Lord by which Maharaj Parikshit, whose intelligence was fixed on liberation, attained the lotus feet of the Lord, who is the shelter of Garuda, the king of birds. Those topics were vibrated by the son of Vyasa, Srila Sukadeva. Hare Krishna, seek the blessings of all the assembled devotees and those who are watching online, that I can serve this verse and glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead's compassion upon us and also purify my heart. So the chapter is where we see Maharaj Parikshit's amazing response to a terminal curse that he got. That he was cursed by the Brahmana boy. That's the chapter's name. Parikshit cursed by a Brahmana boy. And how he takes that curse as a great blessing in his life to associate and focus on the ultimate purpose of life, to go back to Godhead. and he immediately relinquishes all the duties, responsibilities that he has. He gives it to his son. Of course, his son at that time was very small. So, officially he was there, the Janamejaya, but the Brahmanas, till he grew up, they were the ones who were taking care of the kingdom, how to execute things. And then he retires to the bank of Ganga, where he takes shelter of Shukadev Goswami. To know what is the ultimate purpose of life, what is the duty of a person who is about to die, and what is the duty of a person who is living. And this particular discussion is between Shaunaka Rishi and the Suta Goswami. And Shaunaka Rishi, who is representing all the 60,000 sages who have assembled in Naimisharanya, is inquiring about the life of Parikshit. Because the activities of Krishna and the activities of his devotees, both are very purifying. Because in the activities of devotees, we see what is most dear to Krishna and how the devotee, in different circumstances, he remembers the Supreme Lord. And hearing is asking that, please describe those topics, is kind of inquiring very specifically, that what is it that helped Parikshit Maharaj to fix on the personal form of the Lord, on the lotus feet of the Lord, and not get stuck in the last snare of Maya, as Prabhupada mentions, in the impersonal understanding of Krishna. And Prabhupada herein starts the discussion, saying that there is some controversy amongst the students on the path of liberation. So this is a persistent debate, one of the biggest confusions on the path of spirituality about God's nature, the nature of God. Is God a person, or he is impersonal? He doesn't have a specific form or attributes. And in the Bhagavatam, the beautiful qualities, the pastimes of the Lord, the personal features of the Lord are so beautifully described. And here in Prabhupada mentions that Shukadev Goswami, before hearing about Krishna from Vyasadeva, from his father, he was also attracted to the impersonal effulgence, the Brahma Jyoti. But once he heard Krishna's beautiful form and his compassion, how much he is compassionate, his attraction to Krishna as a person increased. And therefore, herein, obviously, Shaunaka Rishi is asking for the benefit of all of us and for those sages that were there in the assembly. And even Krishna in the 12th chapter, this is the discussion that starts with. Now, which form of the Lord is important or superior? Is it the impersonal form, or is it the personal form of the Lord? And at times, people have this question that if God is there, why doesn't he come right in front of all of us? There won't be any question. Once a small child had come for a Gita class along with his father, and the father brought him downstairs in the Bhaktivedanta hall. And he said that he wants to know who is God. He wants to see God. I told him, go up and take darshan. God is standing above. But the boy, he said, no, that is not just some form, that stone. It is not stone. It is Lord has personally come in matter so that we can be, He is accessible to us. Krishna doesn't come into the deity form to show that He is God. He comes to reciprocate to those who see Him in that form as the Supreme Lord. Otherwise, some places you see that the deities are not cared for. There is a rat revolving, and then people say, oh, God cannot take care of Himself. How can He take care of us? Krishna, He comes in that form. He is in that form for those who want to reciprocate. Just like everybody might be having a mobile. But in that mobile somebody can just see this as something electronic that is there, or one can tune into some channel, some spiritual channel, some place, or to his parents through that same device. Although it seems to be, how can this take me to somewhere else, connect me to somewhere else, but it is so it's a great spiritual technology that Krishna manifests Himself in the form of deity, and He accepts different services from the morning to evening, and now during the Chandan Yatra festival, we cool the Lord's heat by grinding Chandan and applying on the Lord. And by seeing this beautiful darshan of the Lord, our agitations, our disturbances in the mind and the heat that is within is pacified. So deity worship is a great science. The Lord's form, He having a form, is a very deep understanding that sometimes people who don't understand or are not serious, not open to know from the scriptures, get confused with. And the reason why Krishna manifests in different levels of understanding, that is the Brahmeti Paramatmeti Bhagavaniti Shabdati, is because Krishna, being a person, He doesn't want everyone to access Him fully unless there is the proper reciprocation or mood in which that person can deal with Him. We don't share all of our information to anyone and everyone. Say somebody on the road, they come and ask us that how many children you have, or where does your wife work. We'll ask him, why do you want to know? Because the personal aspects of a person will only be revealed to those whom he connects, whom he has trust. Otherwise, if you ask where are you from, you will give a very broad understanding, I'm from India or I'm from Mumbai. But if there is a relationship, then the information is more and more specific. And sometimes, if you don't want that person to truly connect to that person also, you kind of use a impersonal language. Usually, it happens when you have to convey some hard information. You will say, this particular committee has decided. Although the people in the committee, it is people who decide, because that person, the way he has dealt, it is much easier for that person, so that he takes it that it is not some person, he doesn't get angry on a specific person, and he starts to work on himself. So Krishna also, he has his impersonal feature, which he can be experienced by people who just want some benefits from God, not want to truly connect to God. Most people that, you know, come to spirituality is for liberation, is for their own relief from problems. It is not that, okay, we want to serve the Lord, we want to know the Lord. And for those, Krishna, you know, just manifests as, yes, there is, if you meditate on the impersonal effulgence, then you will come out of this apavarga, from the cycle of birth and death, and you will be situated there, in the where there is no birth, no death. But Krishna also says in the, you know, in the 8th chapter, that such liberation is very hard to sustain, because there is no engagement, there is no reciprocation, there is no activity. And soul by nature is very active. Sometimes if the activity has become too much, we want zero activity. Now, you know, summer is coming, so many schools, exams are happening, or exams are already almost over. So those students, you know, who just give the exams, so much of studying and all that, they look forward to vacation, that once vacations come, I can sleep, I can rest. But how long will they rest? After, you know, 3-4 days of rest, then they start to think, okay, what to do now? What should be done? It's because engagement is needed, activity is needed. And without that spiritual engagement, without being, you know, absorbed in something spiritual, serving Krishna, it is very hard to sustain that zero consciousness of no material, no desires. So here in Maharaj Parikshit's life, they want to know that what is it that, you know, in his life that attracted him to Krishna. And how can we also, by knowing that, jnanena vayasaki shabditena, that when Shukadeva Goswami spoke, the Maharaj Parikshit, although Vallabhacharya writes that it's not that Parikshit Maharaj didn't know Krishna's pastimes. It's not that most of the stories that, you know, Bhagavatam speaks. It's not that Shukadeva Goswami is hearing for them for the first time. Dhruva Leela or, you know, Parikshit Prahlad Maharaj Leela. These stories and pastimes, you know, he has heard before also. But when he heard from a Mahabhagavata like Shukadeva Goswami, then because Shukadeva Goswami's intense attraction to the personal form of the Lord, Maharaj Parikshit also got attracted to the personal form, and therefore he writes that it is not that we just know things, as Prabhupada writes here. Knowing about liberation is material knowledge. But perfect stage of liberation is where you are attracted to the transcendental service of the Lord, that you truly want to serve the Lord, and that is called as perfect stage of liberation. And another important point in this verse is that, you know, Beje Kagendra Dvajapada Moolam. That please, how did Maharaj Parikshit attain the lotus feet of the Lord, who is the shelter of Garuda, the king of birds? So, Kagendra Dvajapada Moolam. So, Kaga is a bird. So, why it's called as, bird is called as Kaga? Because Ga means to move, and Kha means sky or space. So that which moves in space or in air is called as Khaga. So Khaga Indra. So the king of birds, who is it? He is Garuda. And Garuda is always situated at the feet of the Lord, at the lotus feet of the Lord. Because Garuda is Lord's carrier. Just like, you know, outside anyone's house, the car is parked. Same way outside Vishnu's temple, Lord Vishnu's temple, Lord Vishnu's carrier, Garuda is ready to take the Lord anywhere. And we have Garuda Stamba or Garuda Dvaja, which is usually there. And it said that, you know, when Garuda had asked the Lord for a benediction. O Lord, I want to be situated in a position above you. And the reason is so that I can, you know, guard your temple. I can guard if somebody is coming. Like if you go to Chitrakoot, there is the Lakshman, the place where Lakshman was residing. And that mountain, that hill is of higher altitude than where Lord Ram was staying in that Chitrakoot Parvat. Because Lakshman wanted to guard, serve Lord Ram in taking that position. So Garuda, he takes that position, apparently higher than the Lord, but the mood is to serve the Lord. And Prabhupada says this often, that, you know, the devotee, Mother Yashoda, many people want to become God, but Mother Yashoda has become greater than God because she is, you know, chastising the Lord. She is taking care of his daily needs. So the devotee attains the service of the Lord. And in service, sometimes like Garuda or like Yashoda, apparently it is higher position than the Lord. And then sometimes the Lord rides on Garuda. It's not that the Lord is always there on the Garuda. But it's also there that on the lotus feet of the Lord, Garuda is always situated. Garuda, symbol, Lord Krishna's lotus feet have different symbols. They are adorned with different symbols. And Garuda is there at the lotus feet of the Lord, in his symbol. And in my past readings, I read that there are 19 symbols that adorn the Supreme Lord. And in them, you don't find the mention of Garuda. In the 19 symbols that are on the right feet and left feet, there is the chakra, there is the lotus, there is the conch, then there is the thunderbolt, then there is the elephant's gourd, then there is the barley corn. Of course, each of these, when we take shelter of the Lord, each of these, you know, bestow different boons. Vishwanath Chakra Thakur beautifully gives, and Prabhupada writes in one of the purports. Then there is the bow, there is the flag, there is the umbrella, there is the fish, the half moon, the pitcher, the jug, the cow's hoof, swastika, a geometric structure called as octagon, 8 sides, and a blackberry, not mobile, blackberry fruit, this small fruit, the bunch of them, a triangle, an upcurving line, and Akash, space. These are the 19 symbols. And Garuda doesn't seem to be there. And this is what Vishwanath Chakra Thakur speaks, that now here in this verse it said, Bijay Kagendra Dvaja Pada Moolam, at the feet of the Lord, Garuda symbol is there. And then he says that Garuda is there. where he is there on the dvaja. One of the symbols that Lord Krishna carries is the flag. So, in the flag, at the lotus feet, usually when we see the paintings of lotus feet, we only see the flag. But Vishnu Prabhu says, in the flag is Garuda symbol is there. Garuda is there because like Arjuna, when he, Arjuna's chariot, at the top of it is Hanumanji, Kapidvaja. Same way when Lord Krishna's chariot, when he drives, on the top of his flag is the symbol of Garuda. Garuda is there. So Garuda is taking the highest position and also is taking the lowest position at the feet of the Lord. And this was a learning for me that, you know, Garuda is there constantly at the feet of the Lord. And one of the acharyas writes that what does it mean to worship the personal form of the Lord? It is to recognize all the devotees that are also with the Lord. The king has to be, you know, recognized along with his subjects. Same way, why is Garuda, the mention of a devotee of Lord Garuda is coming here? It is to specifically mention, because usually when impersonalists worship the Lord, they don't worship the devotees. They don't respect the devotees. But when a devotee worships Krishna, especially a Mahabhagavat, he worships and respects devotees along with Krishna. And that's where this discussion about Mahabhagavat Prabhupada mentions that there are three classes of devotees. Otherwise, the verse seems to be just very poetic way of mentioning, but Mahabhagavat and Khagendra Dvajapada Moolam doesn't seem to have connection. And the connection is that, are you aware, are you, having that affection for the devotees also? And Prabhupada, in short mentions here about three classes of devotees. The Prakrita Bhaktas, the neophyte devotees, who only worship Krishna. And they don't respect or honor devotees. And the Madhyama, they worship Krishna, but they also respect devotees and they make distinction who is not yet a devotee from who is envious of the path of devotion, and then they keep a distance. In the fourth canto, beautifully, Maitra Kripa Apeksha, that with devotees he makes friendship, and with those who are innocent or ignorant, he is compassionate, and those who are envious, he is apeksha. He keeps a distance with them. Maitra Kripopeksha. Right? Apeksha is expectation. Upeksha. Thank you. And the Madhyama, he respects and he makes distinction. And a Mahabhagavat, he sees even apparently where there is no Krishna, he sees that Krishna is there in the form of Paramatma everywhere. And he gives example that why is Maharaj Parikshit a Mahabhagavat? Save Mahabhagavata Parikshit. Because even in Kali, he saw something good. And that made Kali survive. And in Kali Yuga, we have got the most easiest, most suitable process. That is to chant the names of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And just simply by chanting, Kaler Dosha Nide Rajan, Asti Eko Mahan Guna. that Maharaj Parikshit saw there are so many faults in Kali Yuga. But this one particular highlight, the quality that anyone who chants the names of Krishna, he will be purified gradually, or depends on the intensity of his chanting, and attains attraction to Krishna. So because he saw this one small, at that time, Parikali was just wanting to kill a cow and destroy the dharma. But even amidst all this, he saw that good quality in Kali personified, and he also saw the desire of the Supreme Lord that Kali Yuga, as the different times have to come for different living entities to go through their cycle of karma and also give them that opportunity to advance. So Kali Yuga had to come. So seeing the desire of the Lord and also the good quality in Kali Yuga, Maharaj Parikshit, he was equally kind even to the personality of Kali. So what to speak of others. And then the next para Prabhupada speaks about how an impersonalist, when he hears about the Supreme Lord, so beauty, his personal features, then he gets attracted and he elevates his consciousness to the Bhagavata level, to the Bhagavan level, rather than just remaining at the Brahman aspect of the Lord. And he says that nowhere in the history have we seen that one who is attracted to Krishna's personal form has gone back to impersonal attraction understanding. And one example is definitely Shukadeva Goswami. Another example is the four Kumaras. And so we see that Krishna's beautiful qualities are the ones which attract us to Krishna. And therefore one senior devotee was saying, Krishna consciousness means to understand the consciousness of Krishna. And when you understand the consciousness and the beauty of Krishna, then you naturally become conscious of Krishna. So Krishna consciousness comes from understanding the consciousness of Krishna, and when we see the dealings, how Krishna does with his devotees, that how considerate he is. There is one story in the Chaitanya Bhagavat which was very sweet for me to read. And this is during Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's second marriage with Vishnupriya. And Vishnupriya Devi, she is one of the epitomes of service, Vipralamba. And when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was getting married to Vishnupriya, it said that he was not that wealthy, Mahaprabhu. In fact, there is a word that is used by Vrindavan Das Thakur, that Mahaprabhu was actually in the category of Daridra, very poor. Don't know how will the family run tomorrow. But by his teaching, some dakshina or something was coming. So for getting him married, where the father was also not there, so one of the, who was it who came to support the marriage? Oh, Lord Chaitanya? Buddhimanta Khan. So Buddhimanta Khan came to sponsor and take care of the entire expenses. And after the whole marriage, the dakshina or to the brahmanas, the gifts were to be given. Whoever came. So it is described that there was a beautiful laid silver bowl with paan in it and few more gifts. That there was a whole wrap of gift wrap that was made, and one of the devotees was given this service to give out the gifts to all the brahmanas who came for the wedding. And as the gifts were being given, there was a line, but these brahmanas, they really liked the gift because it was an expensive gift Buddhimanta Khan was giving. So they again lined up. They took the gift, they kept it in their bags, and they again came in the line. Sometimes when there is a feast being served, we see this happens. That, you know, again, the same person, you know, he makes a plate, keeps it somewhere, again he comes in the line. So the brahmanas again were lining up, and you know, some devotees noticed this, and they started to make a hue and cry there, that what kind of brahmanas you are so greedy. And you know, they started to accuse, and such beautiful marriage ceremony was happening of Mahaprabhu, and a fight started. And this is typical in marriages, some reason or other there is a fight that starts. And a fight started, no? Some kind of, no, argument started, happened. Gharama, and everybody started to see there. And as soon as, no, Mahaprabhu got to know, he consulted with Buddhimanta Khan, and he said that if the brahmanas are not happy with the gift that we are giving, let us give more gifts, rather than, you know, accusing them they are greedy or something. And then, you know, Buddhimanta Khan also agreed. And then instead of giving one wrapper, they were giving kitna wrappers. How many wrappers? Some are being given 3, some are being given 4. And all the brahmanas, you know, they all became happy. And they didn't again line up. And Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, he writes beautiful purport in this, that the Lord has not come to find faults with us. The Lord knows that we have faults, but by His love, He gives so much as Mahaprabhu that we become ashamed of our desires, that how much will I ask the Lord materially. And the Lord in this avatar, that He bestows more benedictions than we can be. And this is the beautiful quality of the Lord, that He is not trying to find faults, but He is understanding the need or the greed of the person and giving more, that give them more than what they can take. That way they, you know, their affection and their, because it's ultimately you do properly and the devotees or these brahmanas go back with, you know, an incomplete feeling, then where is the blessings? So of course, we need to have people like Buddhimanta Khan who can give as much as the devotees want, unlimitedly. But the principle that the Lord can do this, and therefore the Lord, you know, is very considerate based on our situation. That if somebody cannot come to a highest level, then He gives them so many, you know, levels. That it's not that you have to give up all your material desires. That if you have your desires like Dhruva Maharaj, He was willing to give. He gave Dhruva Maharaj what He wanted. Although at that point of time, he no more had those desires, those material desires. But He fulfilled those desires, because at some point, He had, but He ensured that the consciousness is transformed. So this is the difference between, you know, when we go to some other personality and when we come to Krishna. Is Krishna not just gives, but He also ensures that the devotees are in the right mood in which they can utilize those. And if we find that if there is a issue with the attitude of the devotee, then Lord Krishna is also willing to correct those devotees, like with Indra, to correct their mentality so that they are humble to receive the grace of the Lord and see how much the Lord loves and is open for a relationship of pure love. So therefore here in Maharaj Parikshit's stories, Shukadeva, Shaunaka Rishis want to hear, so that they get attracted to the personal form of the Lord, the qualities of the Lord, Guna Rupa Leela, Nama Rupa Guna Leela, and by that their desire to just know, be liberated, free from suffering, is no more, that's not the motive for which they are coming to the Lord. And Mahaprabhu also gives that, Mama Janmani Janmani Ishware, that a devotee goes to a stage where he doesn't even want liberation. All he wants is service. Because if you are serving the Lord, whether you are here or you are anywhere, you are protected and your consciousness is most fulfilled in serving the Lord by chanting His names, by reading about His pastimes, by serving His devotees, and being compassionate to those who are not yet got the path. So, this was some thoughts about this particular verse and purport. I'll stop here. If any devotees have anything to add, most welcome. Hare Krishna. Grantara Ashimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.